Begin. We're in the middle of Hagdama Aleph on Daf, page Pei Zayin, and we discussed last week how Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create this world, and he created the world because in order for Hashem to be complete, part of one's shleimus is doing tov to others. And I pointed to the Derech Hashem, the Ramchal, who elaborates on this idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu being meitiv le'olam. So, but Kadosh Baruch Hu had to allow a world to be created, and with his existence, the world can't coexist with the potency of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's aura, light, energy, however you want to refer to it, he himself. So he had to do this thing called tzimtzum. He had to shrink himself, if you will, to create a chalal, to create this open vacuum to allow for a world to be created. So after establishing that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a tzimtzum, he created a chalal. So the Simtzei Chayin explains now, and again, the page Pezayin, u'besvivos ha-chalal, the surroundings of the chalal, Hapanoi, this empty vacuum, Asa Makif Gadol, made this large surrounding, Hasobe Ves Kol HaChalal, that went around. Remember, this Chalal is a ball. You have to view it as a 3D image. So there's this globe, this empty globe. And around that globe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this Kimosafa She'osin Lebegit. He had to make this Makif Gadol, which went around the Chalal, like a lip, like a hem of some sort to a Beget, that you have to hold it, She'yeh Kimo Shomer, that's there to protect the chalal. Shelo yava l'tocha shem or, so no or comes in. So you had to block everything. He had to not just empty the space, but he had to create some shield to leave everything out, leave that or out of that globe. So the globe is now really mamish empty. Nothing could penetrate. V'hainu shekipel esa or l'chutz. Kadosh Baruch Hu had folded the or. He kind of doubled up the or to the outside. You know, at the end of a beged, you fold the end of it and you sew it together. So you had to fold the or, if you will, this is just an image, and tighten it so nothing could penetrate into the challah. B'chdei shelo yisbatel mashu b'socha challah, in order to prevent the or, Kadosh Baruch Hu, from nullifying that challah. Harishima, we're going to get familiar with the word harishima. Harishima means the remnants of it. L'or ein sof baruch hu hamisavvo. So it shouldn't, this way, the or Ein Sof, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, the Ein Sof, he doesn't come in and destroy the Chalal, he has to remain outside, if you will. This is the image that's being presented. Skip the parentheses, just Mar Makamos. Ve'na kavana chas v'shalom, she'Hashem Yisbarach yisalik atmo misham legamrei. Not to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed himself entirely from this area. Does that, yeah, sure, that's impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't remove himself from anywhere. It's impossible for that to happen. Darei habori baruch hu hanichbad v'hanora afshu muvdal hu mufrash mikol olamim. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu may be different and separate and independent of all worlds, im kol zeh hu mimala kol olamim. Somehow Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to be divorced from everything but fill in the entire world. V'sovev kol olamim, and he circles the entire world. V'les asar panoi mineh, there's nothing that's empty of him. Even if Kadosh Baruch Hu is found in the Beis HaKisa, yes, we don't say brachas and we don't have Hivri Divrei Torah in the bathrooms, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. It may not be as apparent, but Kadosh Baruch Hu exists everywhere in the world. So what's going on then? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, but he's not everywhere, he's metamtim himself, but he's really everywhere. So how do we understand this? So he explains that acha kavana. Shekodim habriya, before the world was created, hayakol hachalam malei ma'oro yizbarach, shezeh yefshar lasavo. Initially, the entire universe was full with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's or. And that or was so potent, nothing could coexist. No one could handle it. Ukayom, now, achabriya, after the world was created, sila ka'or misham, he removed the light, v'nisharak kvod ba'atzma. So there's some difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being, his existence, and the light that he generates. That's the distinction that's going on here. Kimo shenemar, Mloch Haaretz Kivodo. His kavod, his honor, is everywhere in the world, which means, Hainu, Levushe Atzmuso Kiviyachal. His clothing. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about one of them, a rabbi, referred to his clothing as Kivodo. His honor was his clothing. A person has self-respect to cover the brios when you wear clothing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, his kvodo, his levush, is everywhere. The area, the idea of him being clothed is in this world, his kvodo. But once a Kadosh Baruch Hu is clothed, there are layers, you can't see the light. The light's able to be blocked. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists there, but he exists there with levels of layers of clothing preventing that from the energy coming out and annihilating the world. So that's the idea. He's everywhere, but certain places he's more closed than other. U'chasher asa Hashem Yisbarach asa tzimtzum. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu shrunk himself, Hotzi es ha'or ma'at ma'at v'lo b'pam achas. So now after he shrunk himself, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to let some of the light in, though. Because if he completely removed himself also, then nothing could exist. You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was metamtim himself. Then he made like a little opening. He didn't say this, but I'm just saying a tiny little opening was dripped out. A little ore dripped out into the world to allow things to create. Why? Kidei sheyishar me'at roshem mina or b'makam apana. Roshem, which is what I'm talking about, there's a little bit of a remnant, a reshima, a little bit of a trace of the ore that's left in that area. Like the Gemara, the Rashi tells us when Yaakov left, when he left the city, so there was still a tzaddik leaves the city, there's still a little reshima, still a little trace, a remnant of that tzaddik. He leaves a mark behind. So Kadosh Baruch Hu left a little mark, a little roshim behind, which was a little sprinklings of ore to allow things to be created. Below yala roshim im ha'or, and that remnants didn't come back. You know, when you write something in lead pencil and then you erase it, there's always a little bit something you could see that's behind. So that little dull coloring, that little dull ore, is what Kadosh Baruch Hu left behind. Mashal l'maim, he gives a mashal of water. Im tishboch maim al eza davar hamashupa b'redifa gadol. Let's say you pour some water on an incline of some sort, very, very fast. Afshe he eza guma ma'at. Let's say there's a little hole on the bottom, a little pit on the bottom. Bosa davar. O eza makum namach, or some lower area, the bottom of this terrain. Lo yisharu behem shum tibas maim. If you pour water really hard, everything's going to just spill out. Nothing's going to remain. It comes. The force is too strong for anything to remain in that pit. If you slowly trickle the water down the little mountain, down the little incline, all the little holes, the pits along the way, the water is going to remain there. So is true with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Be'or Gadol, Shumamish Me'or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, when it's directly from the infinite being a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'nitek Ma'at Ma'at, Kidei Shiyashir Achar Bat Bracha, if a little bit of the ore drips out, Hu Roshem Ma'or Roshem Estalchu, those are little sprinklings left over, that's able to remain. It can't, if it's one big flow, that the world can't tolerate that, it's too powerful. But little drips, little sprinklings is permitted. That trace of light, those remnants is what the Svarim refer to as these sprinklings of ore that are left behind after the Tzimtzum. V'zeh Tzimtzum, he now explains, She'Hashem Yitzbarach Silek V'Tzimtzum Ha'or Me'achala. That shrinking that Kadosh Baruch Hu does, and he removes himself from that cavity to allow the world to be created, Hu'ak Makor V'Asharish. That is the source. That's the root. Shemimenu nishava behemshech olamos lamata midas hadin. That's what the world is created from, and that's the din. Bereishis bara Elokim. The idea of a din. We're going to explain what din means, but the din comes from that little shorish, that little sprinklings, those sparks of the remnants. Uhu nikra bizar kadosh al das mashal botsina. This is the Aramaic term botsina de kardanusi, which means perish ner kasha v'chashach. So it's a ner, there's a candle, but it's a very dark candle. It's a very strong candle. It's a dark candle, if you will. So there's a candle there, there's these sparks, but it's din, it's very limited. Din is always limited. Chesed is always when you give things. When you're out looking around, you're helping people out, you're mashpia tols. Din are people who are very limited, it's closed, there's a koach there, but it's very, very dark. So that those little rishimos were, it's called botina de cardinusa, which is a dark candle. It explains a little further. We can't really appreciate this so much now, but lahoros, to teach us de af shekan b'chalal adayin meir or hashimo, even though in this big cavity there are little tracings of light here, aval behemshech lamata yote mitzimtzim hazeh midas hadin hanikre choshech. Even though the sparks themselves have light, it does generate this idea of darkness, this idea of din. So there's a little bit of a contradiction, a big contradiction, but he's not really addressing, he's pointing out, but he's not explaining it really. Because on one hand, the sparks are light, they're energy. But at the same time, when energy implies something that you're going to create growth and something and a world. But whenever something shrinks, that's din. So you're now having this conflict between light, energy, and growth, and darkness, and shrinkage. So he's just addressing that contradiction. He's not explaining why that is, but he does say that symptom comes from koach adin, the shrinking. That's why Bereishit bara Elokim, initially HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Elokim din, because he first shrunk himself. He shrunk himself out of the way to allow for a world to be created. That's midas din. V'lachein nikra botsina shemeir kener meir harishimo. It's called botsina. Botsina is the Aramaic for a ner, because it does light, because the little remnants, the little tracings are called or, those are light. That's why it's called botsina. But it's also an oxymoron in its cardinusa, it's chazak v'kasha, but it's very dark. Part of this, what goes on here, is what Rav Weinberg speaks about often. The Sfarim talk about it often. But when a person goes through a period of darkness, a period of a yirida, it's a yirida l'tzorach and aliyah. So this time where there was a tzimtzum, which is a yirida, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu left the chalal, there was a strong yirida, but that led to a tremendous aliyah. So even in darkness, even in Kardinusa, there is still botina. There are sparks of light and energy and candles that can produce. The Nikra Gamkin, another term that the Sfarim use in also Aramaic, is called Chita Kardinusa. What's Chita Kardinusa? So Kardinusa is the same thing, darkness. Chita is wheat. So perish Chita Shchore V'kasha. A wheat, a seed, a kernel, that's black and it's dark. She'ein Balachluchis Rak Roshim. There's no moisture, there's no seemingly potential for the chita to grow and sprout, but there's a roshim, there's a little bit of a spark there. Kamo halachluchis hanishar davuk bedof nekli, like little drops that are left over in a kli. If you have a bucket of water and you empty it out, there's always going to be some drops that remain in there. So after Kadosh Baruch Hu emptied himself out of this halal, there are still drips, if you will, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu around. So this is the idea. So it was darkness in that a Kadosh Baruch Hu left the place, but there's still little sparks of light and energy that remain. This was the Rishimos that left in the Chal. So this is the idea. So first is a symptom, but then he left behind some sprinklings of or. Okay. Let's now continue to talk Dhamma Beis of what's called Tzimtzum Asheni. There was a second shrinkage of the or Pnimi that took place as well. So he just explains in the little summary here, the beforehand, what to expect. He says, Bo Yavur, we're going to explain Inyan Kava Yashar, a straight line. Sheheir Kadosh Hashem is Baruch B'socha Chala. And he's, if the Chala is empty, so we need to have some place for Kadosh Baruch Hu to add energy to it. So there's going to be a Kava Yashar, like a beam of light that's going to come into this Chala to produce the world. HaMechai is Kol HaOlamim, which continues to sustain the world. And this is how we're going to get to the Eser Sfiros and the whole Hishal Shalos of how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But the first event that took place was the Tzimtzum, that's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the Tzimtzum. And after the Tzimtzum, there were little Rishimos that were floating around the world. So next step is Tzimtzum Hasheni. There's a second shrinkage, which is the Ora Pnimi. V'achar kach, he explains, Hemshech HaShem Yisbarach El Toch HaChalo HaPanoi Kav Echad Yashar Dak Ki'en Tzinur Echad. After that chalal was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shot into the chalal a very thin straight line of ore, like a little pipeline. And min ha'or ein sof shebesfiros ha'chalal. It was a or ein sof, which is a light from the infinite, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that comes around the chalal. So it came from the outside of the chalal. That's where it came from, the source of it. Hu nikra or pnimi. This is called the or pnimi, which means the inner light. Which means that there's or makif and there's or pnimi. And these are terms that the Sfarim use all the time. Or makif is things on the outside, or pnimi are things that are in the inside. So Kadosh Baruch Hu he injected an or pnimi to the center of the world, this chala. V'zeh nitzitz, this little spark, mechaye kol ha'olamos kulam, atzilus bria yitzir asiya. With that spark, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created four worlds. So this is the first time we're seeing this together. It's also called Abiyah. Abiyah is Rosh HaTevos, Aleph, Beis, Yud Aleph, stands for Atzilus, Bria, Yetzir, Asira. These are four different levels of the world. We'll get more familiar as we go on. But just good to know that term Abiyah, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzir, Asira. Atzilus is the highest level. We don't really see that word used so much in the Torah. There might be one remiss to it. At the end of, I think it's Yisra, the word is used, that Tzile, I forgot exactly the term. But Bria, Yitzira, Asira are words that we use, and the Gra talks about the different definitions of what creation means, and versus Yitzira and versus Asira, but these are the different names of the worlds that were created.
before Tzimtzum, everything we said so far was above Atzilus?
That concept didn't even exist. They were just or the universe was just a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Worlds couldn't exist until Kadosh Baruch Hu removed himself, and then once he removed himself, he allowed these worlds to create, and that was through this injection of the Or Pnimi. V'chol Abria, Kula Melachim Srafim Chayos V'Afanim. These are different types of angels. Anashim Chayos Ofos Shatim Echule. All these different creatures were created. V'Misalik Osa Anita. Let's say Kadosh Baruch Hu pulled the plug, that Or Pnimi, which exists in the world somewhere. It's not the equator, but I'm just trying to think of, like, you know, a line of a very heightened energy. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu pulls out the Or Pnimi, he removes the plug, that nitzitz, afilu harega achad, even for just one moment, yisbatel kol habria kulo, the entire world will just be annihilated. He just pulls out. So it could be annihilated either because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, or because there's this emptiness, this darkness, there's a void of any life source. One of those could really happen. So he says, v'zeh so, that's what the idea means. Ha-pasuk, v'ata mechaya kulam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being mechaya the world. V'zeh nitzot nikra b'sfarim ha-kadoshim kav. That's this kav. That's like the plug that Kadosh Baruch Hu is pumping in that electricity into this world. V'akav hazeh, einu magia ad sof ha-chalal rak ad emtso. So if you learn the svarim, there's a sefer called Mishnas Chasidim, which talks, it's a very hard sefer. It talks about the different, how the world was created, and Adam Kadmon was created in the image of the eyes and the ears and the nose and the mouth. It talks about this image of this globe. Remember, the Chal is a globe. It's a 3D image. So this Kav, let's say this is the end of the globe here, this is here, right, and this is the end of it. The Kav comes through, but doesn't touch the other end. It's a little separation where it holds off, doesn't touch, doesn't penetrate, doesn't. So there's a little area that's separate, which is what he says here. He says, again, the kav zeh einu magia ad sofa chala, rak ad emso, only it goes into the center, into the nucleus of the chala. V'hu yoser racha milamala, it's much wider than what it is at top. V'choma sheholich mishtalshel lemato hu holich u'miskatzer ad kachut hasar. So, the light starts off very wide, and it goes down, and it gets skinnier as it enters into the center of the chala. It gets smaller, and the more distant it gets from the source, the thinner, the weaker that light gets. So that's what he explains here. I believe what they say here, because if you say it touches the other end, then the other end is going to make it just as strong. We want it to get smaller because we're trying to diminish HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light to allow a world to be created. We can't have too much, we have to have just enough. So if it touches the whole other end, now that end is going to pump it with energy, and it's going to be a very wide beam. We want it to be a small beam. It gets to very small into the center, which ends up being the root of the world being created. Ach, gam bezeh kav yichidi, even this singular light, im she'ein ora gadol kmo kodem atzimtzum im kol zeh. Granted, it's not as powerful, as potent, as the world before the world was before tzimtzum. Adain ha'isabah yisonor. It was still too much, kokach. Even though it was so thin, the Kadosh Baruch Hu left the space, it's only Or Pnimi, it got thinner and weaker as it got to the center, it was still too much for the world to live off of. Ad, shlohayisa yecholos labriya liskayim afilu me'or zeakav. Even with this light, it shouldn't be hard for us to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is so great. So even layers upon layers upon layers, it's still not enough of a hiding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to be created. So even this Or Pnimi, which became so thin, was still too potent for us to live, the world to be created. So that's why there had to be a second symptom. L'chein asa Hashem Yisbarach symptom sheni, shetzimtzim es ha'or ha'kav ba'atmo. Even now the straight line had to be diminished. Aydei eser kelim. These are through eser kelim, the 10 kelim, 10 vessels. Kol davar machzik besocho davar ma nikra kli. Anything that holds something, has a capacity to hold something, it's called a kli. So these are called ha'nikraim eser spheres. These are how the eser spheres came into being. Sha'al yedehem yisamtein yiskatein ha'or ba'darga achar darga ach yuchlu ha'olamos liskayim me'orom. So, for example, let's say a bishul and Shabbos. So, we're talking about bishul and Shabbos before. We learned these halachas. So, something in Kli Rishon is very strong. It could cook things. you pour into a kli sheni, so now it's already less. It's a machlokas whether it could cook. A kli shlishi already, that's able to cook more. Kli revi. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu drops off his energy, if you will, into Keser, and then to Chachma, and to Bina, and to Chesed, and to Gvur, and to Feras, and to Chodi, so to Malchus, eventually it gets so light by then, the heat has cooled off so much, finally we could exist, the world could be created. So that's what's going on. After the Or Panimi, it starts dripping off to, you know, like when a bucket, it fills up, and then it empties to the next bucket. Fills up into the next bucket, and finally it's weak enough for us to for a world to be created. So these are for all the worlds have Esther Spheros within them. So even for Atzilus to be created, Atzilus has Esther Spheros. The way it works is the Malchus of the highest one, Atzilus, let's say, that serves as the Keser of the next one of Bria, and then so on and so forth. So, but all the worlds have Esther Spheros within them. The Ofen Asiyasam Hayab Esser Kalim Zulim Atamizu. And the way the world was created was in this fashion of each world has 10 Kalim. Bakav Ha'ir Me'acher L'Chavero. And that Kav, it trickles down. You know, it's the same line which goes from Keser, then that moves to Chachma, and then Bina. It's a line going down, which is weakening each time. Bechol Kli Nisam Tzein Ha'or Mat Yoser. Each time it loses energy, it loses its potency. This way, the lower world, the lower sphere, could be solvela. The yuvan al derech mashal or hashemesh hamira. We could understand through the mashal of the sun. The tocha bais betokev gadol. You have a window, a very big window, and the sun stares right into that window. Sheiev shar lahabit ba mirov or. You can't stare at the sun. A person's going to lose eyesight if he does so for long enough. What do you do? Manichin chalonos. So this is even without a window. You put you have it open. Window, but now you place chalonos tzvos, some shaded windows, or shades. O shcharos echad lematim mechavero v'chalachas mitzamten umaktin haora ad shiichon lehenos meor. And you put the different layers of shades till eventually the sun is weak enough for me to enjoy the sun, for me to look at the sun. Kal v'chomer be'elaf alfei lafim havdalos bo'or ha'elyon yisbarach shemo shehutzrach letamtimo be'eser. So that's the idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to lessen the energy to allow it to come in this world for the world of Abia, Atzilus, Bria, Nitzira, and Asiya to all be created. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem will pick up next week.